Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Gift of the Givers says it's providing relief to more than 2,000 people displaced by deadly floods in the Eastern Cape. Torrential rain, snow and strong winds battered parts of the province this week. At least 49 people lost their lives in the OR Tambo District Municipality. The organization's Ali Sablé says they first started receiving calls for help from the Butterworth community on Monday night.
The people of Butterworth had a rude awakening as water went washed over their homes and in some instances washed their homes completely away. Our teams was immediately on the ground and community halls was opened up. Within seconds, close to 2,000 people are currently being accommodated at three community halls in Butterworth. Gift of the Givers saw to the immediate needs of the people on that day. They came soaking wet to the hall. We provided them immediately with hot meals, clean drinking water, warm clothing and blankets.
Sablé says desperate pleas then came through from Mtata.
You could see the total destruction, the impact and the floods and the storm had in the vulnerable communities. Homes were completely washed away. People informed us how our mothers were clinging onto their children, thinking that they have lost them at the severity and force of the water coming down. Gift of the Givers has teams on the ground to busy with activation.
Farmers in KZN are assessing the extent of the damage to their land and infrastructure following heavy rains and snowfall this week. Damaging winds brought down trees and power lines in some areas, while roads covered in thick snow in the vicinity of Kokstad were closed on Tuesday. The African Farmers Association says there are concerns among its members of financial losses. KZN chairperson Mungeni Skakane says farmers in the Midlands region are among the hardest hit.
In the area around Mkungundlovu and Mpendle, most of the farmers were crying there. When it snows, so the cattle one craze, they will have no food. It means that you must buy food so that you will feed your livestock. Some of the livestock, cattle, goats, sheep, they end up dying. In this province, we are affected. Some of the districts, FMD, so we need support.
And our government says it's concerned about U.S. sanctions on four judges of the International Criminal Court. International Relations has described the move as an insult to the rule of law. The restriction order by the U.S. last week also applies to two judges who are part of proceedings that led to a warrant being issued for Israel's prime minister last November. It's linked to alleged war crimes in Gaza. The ministry's Crispin Peary says the recent measures taken by Washington undermine the independence of the ICC.
South Africa, as a founding member of the International Criminal Court, views these sanctions and previous threats as an attempt to intimidate and obstruct the court's objective efforts to hold perpetrators of the most serious crimes accountable. Its mandate is to prosecute individuals for genocide, crimes against humanity, war crimes, and the crime of aggression.
But the U.S. says it's protecting its sovereignty. Under the sanctions, all four women judges will be barred entry to the United States and any property or other interests in the world's largest economy will be blocked. Our lead story, The Gift of the Givers, says it's providing relief to more than 2,000 people displaced by deadly floods in the Eastern Cape. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.